The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for August is Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress. Robert Jeffress, the pastor of Dallas First Baptist Church. You can hear Pathway to Victory weekdays at 11:30 in the mornings and on Sunday morning at 9. Recently, Dr. Jeffress talking about the implications of studying prophecy in the Bible.
The theme of the book of Revelation is very simple. Revelation says Jesus Christ is returning to earth to reward the righteous and to punish the unrighteous. And that knowledge that Jesus is coming again, that the end is in sight, ought to impact how we live every minute of our day and our lives. I called the sermon today Bible Prophecy for Dummies. Now, I don't mean that as an insult. The fact is, you can be very smart and still get tangled up and confused by the end times. Many people, many Christians are. And so we're going to simplify the subject of Bible prophecy today by gaining a preview of what God's plan for the future is. Now, the last time I did this, I looked it up was 7 years ago. And I imagine you may not remember everything I said 7 years ago. Some of you, this is going to be review. Some of you, this is going to be brand new material. But we're going to look at God's plan for the future. But before we do that, I want to answer a question perhaps you've had, and that is, why should we even study the subject of Bible prophecy? Let me share with you three reasons it's important for us to understand the end times. First of all, Bible prophecy is a major theme of the Bible. You know, one way to know what's important to God is to know what subjects are covered the most in His Word, the Bible. And Bible prophecy is one of those major themes. For example, did you know that there are 1,800 references in the Bible to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? 1,800 references to the return of Christ. And here's what's fascinating. In the Old Testament, for every one prophecy about the first coming of the Messiah to Bethlehem, for every one verse in the Bible about the first coming of Jesus, there are 8 about the second coming of Jesus. Clearly, the return of Jesus Christ is a major theme in the Bible, which is why we need to understand it. Secondly, an understanding of Bible prophecy helps us interpret and apply the Bible accurately. You really can't understand the Old Testament prophets. You can't understand the parables and teachings of Jesus. You can't understand the epistles, even those parts that have nothing to do with the second coming. You can't understand those parts without understanding prophecy. Prophecy is the framework on which we hang the rest of the Bible. Let me give you two illustrations of that, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. First, the Old Testament, Isaiah 65, verse 20. This is a familiar verse, a promise for some people. It says, no longer will there be in the world an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. For the youth will die at the age of 100, and one who does not reach the age of 100 shall be thought to be accursed. Isaiah is talking about a period of time when there will be no infant mortality. Infants don't die. And not only that, the average lifespan will be 100 years. If you don't live that long, you're thought to be cursed by God. Now, what period of time is Isaiah talking about? He obviously isn't talking about now. I mean, the fact is, with all of our advances in medical technology, babies still die, don't they? And not only that, very few people reach the age of 100. It's an exception, not the rule. So he's not talking about now. Somebody says, well, he's talking about heaven. Really? Really? Are people going to plop over dead at the age of 100 in heaven? I thought there wasn't going to be any more death. Revelation 21:4 in heaven. It can't be talking about heaven. So if it's not talking about now and it's not talking about heaven, what period of time is Isaiah talking about? Well, as we'll see in a moment, he's talking about a unique period in history that is yet to come, the millennium, Jesus' reign on this earth for 1,000 years before the new heaven and a new earth, when the curse of sin is partially but not totally removed. You can't understand that without knowing Bible prophecy.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for August is Pathway to Victory, featuring Dr. Robert Jeffress. Hear Pathway to Victory weekday mornings at 11:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.